Good morning, you listen to FloraDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Polley, who many of you know is an expert in many areas, been in the carpet industry for a long time. Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Thanks for being with us this morning. You know, we start looking at the trends in the carpet business, and when you talk about, especially in the nylon area, you start looking at what some of the mills are doing. You know that they're moving towards soft cells, they're moving toward pattern cell. They're also moving toward these stain warranties, these extended lifetime stain warranties. And I thought it'd be good to talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about nylon for a minute and give me your perspective. One of the reasons that nylon is such a huge styling fiber is because it accepts color, right?
That is correct. Nylon will accept color better than any other fiber I can think of right now. It takes anionic dyestuffs as opposed to polyester, which does not. Yes, nylon accepts color is the easiest fiber I can think of to dye. And because it has open dye sites, which makes it the most difficult fiber to prevent stains with.
So if you start thinking about all the different polymer types that are out there and you start talking about one of the reasons that nylon is the king of fibers for carpet is because of its long-term tenacity and retention, its styling characteristics, and the way it performs overall. When you start talking about how nylon is made into carpet, when the industry puts together carpet and uses nylon, they recognize that after they assemble it, they've got to protect it from taking on stains, and so they put a topical on it. Is that right?
We are talking piece dye as opposed to solution dye.
That's right.
Okay, with solution dye, your dye sites are closed.
Right.
But in piece dyeing, you've opened up the dye sites, you put the dye stuff in, and now you want it to be resistant to further staining from ketchup or whatever. So you put a topical on, and the industry's gotten better and better in terms of putting those topicals on, and the chemicals are better, but it's still a topical.
Yeah.
It's not inherent in the fiber. And as a topical, of course, the more you walk on it and or the more you clean it, the faster the topical will walk off. But walk off it will if you walk on the carpet.
So for piece dyed nylon carpet, eventually its protection will go away and it will stain.
Assuming that you walk on it and or clean it, eventually the stain protection will walk away and it will clean. If that is not true, then somebody knows a lot more than I know.
Okay. And let's talk the history of these warranties. I think Lee's was the first one to come out with an extended warranty, and there was a reason that they could come out with it. Talk a little bit about that.
Now, actually, it was Stainmaster that came out with the first warranty. Lee's did come out with an extended warranty. We'll talk about the Lee's warranty. The Lee's warranty came out, I would say, about 90 or 91, and that was one where they were using cationic dye stuffs and special dyes, and so it's not easy to dye with cationic dyes, but they had a patent on it, and because they're using cationic dyes as opposed to anionic dye, and you need a chemist to explain the difference, but everything else we've been talking about is all basic stains are anionic. By using cationic dyes, those Lee's product totally prevented those products from staining. But that was unique. They had a patent on it, and it only lasted, well, of course, the commercial division used it and kept on using it, but residentially it only lasted for a couple of years. But the first one to come out with it was Stainmaster. And they did consumer analysis back, I guess it's 84, 85, and they determined that the number one problem for consumers was stain, more so than soil.
Right.
And there was in the common market a chemical which was being used on swimsuits which would inhibit staining. What they did was they didn't develop the chemical so much as they developed the marketing. And they patented the marketing, they came out with Stainmaster, the rest is history. 86, they came out with Stainmaster, and Stainmaster took off. And it was topical. And that was the beginning of the anti-stain. And it was very good for the industry and was very good for DuPont.
Yeah, it actually, you can look at the curve of how well carpet sales did, and after they started spending those multi-million dollars in, the mid-80s, you can actually see where carpet took share again, and it kind of slowed down the erosion of carpet because, as you and I both know, when The government allowed FHA housing just to be built with a subfloor and then straight onto carpet. Carpet took off, and then it slowly started eroding, and that stopped the erosion of carpet for several years.
Yeah, in my opinion, one of the biggest problems this industry has had, it's like a self-destruct, is we've made carpet that uglies out. And all through the late 80s into the 90s, what you heard from consumers was carpet uglies out. And they moved to wood and ceramic. And we started losing share. And the primary cause, to my knowledge, was carpet uglies out. Mm-hmm. And stain was one. Twist levels were another. Polypropylene was another. We were making inferior carpets. We were going to the lowest common denominator and trying to cover floors with product as cheaply as we could. And we lost share because of it.
Focusing on cost.
Yeah.
Well, let's move forward to today. I mean, to 2010, you're starting to see some major companies that are coming out with lifetime stain warranties on nylon. And you know, can nylon, since it's topical that keeps it, I mean, we're talking, again, piece-dyed nylon. If you're buying a piece-dyed nylon carpet and you're a consumer and you see you have a lifetime warranty, is that realistic?
To my knowledge, no. They may have developed some system to do it. If they have, they have not announced it. The only thing I've heard so far is the announcement of the warranty. I have not heard the substance behind it, which have changed the characteristics of the carpet. All I've heard is the nature of the warranty. Mm-hmm. Unless they have developed a procedure which makes carpet totally anti-stain, what you have is a warranty that is what I call an insurance warranty, one that I'll pay you back in case it fails, rather than an assurance warranty, which says the product will perform to this, you can have expectations that it perform to this number. And I think that's, again, as an industry, we hit ourselves in the foot, because now not only does it ugly out, we've told them it won't ugly out, and it will ugly out.
Yeah. So they've played the actuarian game, potentially. I mean, we don't know the facts, but they potentially could have gotten an actuarian to figure, you know, how many consumers actually keep their receipt, how many consumers actually clean their carpet every 18 months, because I think those are all in the fine print as to this lifetime warranty. And they may have figured out that, you know, they can talk about that and get very few claims on it.
Well, they know it because they have been self-warranting their product for a while, so that they know. If they have a warranty out there 7 years on stain, they know how many complaints they get after 6 months, how many complaints they get after 1 year, how many complaints they get after 2 years, how many complaints they get after 3 years. And I'm not privy to those statistics, but I've been told that it falls down demonstrably after like a year, year and a half, and you get very few complaints. So if you say, okay, I'm going to put a lifetime thing, and I'm only going to get these kinds of complaints, and to your point, nobody's going to keep the receipt, and or they're going to sell the house, it's not going to cost me very much.
Right. Okay. Well, and let's look at Stainmaster. We talked about them a minute ago. They were DuPont. Now they're Coke. They're still a very responsible supplier of yarn to the business, because while some of these other warranties have gone out beyond probably the realistic performance of the fiber, Stainmaster still only takes it, I think, to 10 years.
Well, the difference between the two kinds of warranties, if I can separate them out, one is a warranty that's a third-party warranty.
Right.
And to my knowledge, there are two third-party warranties, and that's Stainmaster and 3M. And all the rest of the warranties are internal warranties. They're
right.
One-party warranties. So the carpet manufacturer can put any kind of warranty he wants on it. 3M cannot put any kind of warranty on it because they can't afford the loss. They're only selling the chemical. So if they put a 7 year soil or stain warranty on something, they want to make sure that carpet is going to perform to that. So you can believe, is either a buyer or a consumer, you can believe a third-party warranty. It almost has to be. But the more that the mills use insurance warranties, the less you're going to believe in them. And I think, ultimately, the more problem the industry has. So I'm a big believer in third-party warranties.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you could come with us today and talk to us about this. I know this is a topic that a lot of people are curious about. We've been talking to Dave Polley, an industry expert for many years in the flooring industry. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar at FloorDaily.net.